news from Pierce Park Longford isn't very good for the Donegal hurling public. They actually were very poor in the second half, and they went down by 2 points in the end. The final score, Warwickshire 2-10 to Donegal's 14 points. But the story of the game was that Donegal just couldn't score. They had 15 wides, five in the first half, but 10 in the second half when they had the wind at their back. And it all looked so good at halftime because they played excellently in the first half and against the breeze and a very, very bad shower. At the end of the first half, they led by 8-4 at the break and were full value for that lead. Indeed, they could have been further ahead. They were 2 points up after just 80 seconds, Jack McLaughlin and Declan Coulter. And they were 7 points to one up after 20 minutes. So with a string of points from Lee Henderson, Kevin Keeley, Jack O'Loughlin again and Lee Henderson again, and Kieran Matheson with a half chance of a goal on, but he just took his point. That was after 20 minutes, and they led by 7 points to one. Willie Allen, their Warwickshire scorer-in-chief, he pulled a point back. He actually pulled two before half-time. Donegal did have one more point before half-time. A great move. Lee Henderson finishing it after great work by Danny Cullen. Niall Kennedy had also a point for Warwickshire. That was the 8-4 at half-time. But the second half just went all against Donegal. Warwickshire were back on level terms after just 3 minutes. And the first goal they got, very, very fortunate. A Willie Allen free from about 55 metres. He mishit it and it went in along the ground. And Emmett McCabe pulled first time on it and it was in the back of the net. And that the lead was back to just a point. And then John Collins, the Warwickshire centre half back, put over a 65 to level matters just after 3 minutes of that half. Kieran Matheson did edge Donegal ahead. Willie Allen levelled, and then Joe Boyle put Donegal ahead on 12 minutes before Allen again levelled. Then, I suppose, the bigger turning point of the game, the second goal came 18 minutes into the second half. A long ball up front between Kelvin McGee and Padraig Doherty. McGee got inside Doherty and fired, and goalkeeper came out, but McGee had an easy task of finding the net. That was the score that really put Warwickshire in the driving seat. They were leading by 2-7 to 10 points. Donegal could never get back to level after that. They got back within a point on two occasions. Declan Coulter and Sean McVeigh with points by the 57th minute, but then Kelvin McGee and Willie Allen again had it out to 3 points with 7 minutes left. Then Coulter, and twice from play and from a free, took it back to within a point with just 3 minutes to go. But Willie Allen, from another free on 68 minutes, had Warwickshire's last score, but it proved to be the last score of the game as well. Donegal had a number of chances. They had a couple of frees. Lee Henderson and Kieran Matheson both wide from frees from around 55, 60 metres. Normally they would put them over, but really the story of the game was the wides for Donegal in that second half. 10 in the second half, 5 in the first half, and it means that they're relegated from Division 2B, will be playing in Division 3 next year, and it's probably a sad end because in some ways they were the better team today, but it's Warwickshire that take home the honours. So it's finished here in Pierce Park in Longford. Warwickshire 2-10 to Donegal's 14 points.